This next story contains graphic information. It's about investigative journalist Hopewell Chimwono in prison in Zimbabwe after being denied bail. His goal is to report on corruption, describe graphic human rights abuses. We spoke with him in the fall after an earlier arrest.
My arrest was meant to instill the fear of God in young journalists to say that if we can arrest this big, well-known journalist, Hopewell Chimwono, imagine what we can do with you.
Well, this month, Chimwono was arrested again after posting information that police in Zimbabwe beat an infant to death, which they deny. Doug Coltart is his lawyer. He joins us on Skype. And Doug, where is Hopewell Chimwono? Do you know how he's doing?
Yes, so Hopewell is currently at Chikurubi Maximum Security Prison in Harare. This is a prison reserved for the most heinous criminals and political prisoners like Hopewell. I haven't seen him for some time. Prison authorities were denying lawyers access to him. Subsequently, one of the other lawyers has managed to see him. As far as I know, he's hanging in there, but the conditions in the prison are deplorable, and COVID-19 is rampaging through Zimbabwe, including in our prisons.
Well, we mentioned what the government is accusing him of, you know, not telling the truth about this event. And here's this terrible information. It sounds horrible. Police beating an infant to death? Where does he say he saw this?
So there was a video which was circulating in Zimbabwe. The video depicts a woman confronting a police officer surrounded by a crowd of people. She's holding in her arms a completely limp child, an infant. The crowd is shouting at the police officer, "You kill the child, you kill the child," in Shona, and speaking of the police officer beating the child. So it was widely reported at the time that the child was killed. The police have issued a statement saying, admitting to that there was some form of police brutality, but claiming that the child didn't die. But then instead of dealing with the police brutality, they've gone on an arresting spree. Anyone who commented or allegedly commented on that video, in particular three people, two opposition members, and then Hopewell, two are still in detention, and the third was just released on bail yesterday.
So what do you think happens now to Hopewell?
So right now, Hopewell has appealed against the denial of bail in the magistrate's court. He's appealed to the High Court. It's the same pattern that has been followed in Hopewell's two previous cases, where he's been denied bail at the magistrate's court, which are increasingly politicized. And then generally, we have seen people being granted bail on appeal at the High Court. So we are hopeful that his bail appeal will be successful. That should be coming to court this week or next week.
That's Doug Coltart, who represents journalist Hopewell Chimwono. He's in Harare, Zimbabwe. Doug, thanks for bringing us up to date, and we'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Thanks very much.